opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Today is the 21st of January, 2022, almost out of January. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, where you can hop into our chat room. And Jared's here. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Some kind of national day today.
National Hugging Day.
Ooh. Oh, we like that.
Ooh. A lot of people aren't hugging now because of COVID. I've always been like a, you know, just a full-on big old chest hugger.
Chest hugger.
Yeah, I mean, full frontal.
You know, some people... Women do tripod hugs.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, because, and I understand that is, can be uncomfortable for some people. So I've modified my hugging.
Right. So you just don't...
World has modified hugging through COVID.
Well, you know, the part when you ran up to the police chief and leaped into the air and hugged him and wrapped your legs around him. I think those are just too much.
That's not me.
Never done that.
No.
Right. What's the weather look like?
Hey, good morning, everybody. It looks, it's a beautiful day outside so far. 65 will be our highs today. Sunny, mostly clear tonight with overnight lows at 46. Sunny, then a little breezy tomorrow with our high of 69 and overnight lows of 44. Sunday will be sunny with a high of 70. Look at that. A Monday 69 and Tuesday sunny. It looks like clear skies for the next 5 days. And the weather is brought to you by none other than the Kinney family. Happy birthday, Chuck Kinney.
Chuck Kinney.
That's right. The leader of the pack.
Yeah, birthday
and
yesterday.
And owner and creator of Shasta Gas Propane, which, again, locally owned, operated, major angel giver. And, you know, thank you for your service, buddy. He does so much.
He does.
Vietnam vet.
Oh, and
helicopter
more.
Pilot. And more.
And we're not going to say how old he is because, especially in Chuck Kinney's case, it's just a number.
He looks like he's, yeah.
Just a number. Now, usually Haven Humane's here, but I imagine because of the COVID outbreak that they're not here. I didn't hear anything. So I've already made one mistake this morning telling Sonny that, oh, yeah, the pups will be here. Anyway, Jared. And Meatloaf. Rest in peace.
I read that this morning on my cell phone. I took, you know, because I turned my phone off at night next to the bed, and I got up early and went in there, and it was the headline news, and I started to read about his life. I started to go into this article, and here I am on my computer today, and I'm not finding the stuff that I read about him this morning, really about how he grew up, and his mother died of cancer. His father was a raging alcoholic who used, you know, he kind of grew up under, you know, not good circumstances. Also in this article, it talked about how his dad came at him with a knife, and he escaped the house with just in his bare feet.
Mm-hmm.
He was a big boy from birth, and that they called him, I don't know, fat boy or whatever, but he found his way in football, and somewhere in shot put or something hit his head, and he really said that he attributed his 3.5-octave range through this injury in football. This is according to what I read this morning.
Yeah.
And from there,
he got the name Meatloaf, and it was from one of two things. it's because that was his favorite food, or because he was a heavy kid, you know, when he was coming, you know, when he was growing up in the meatloaf there. But when he, and he was in, before he hit it big, he was in musicals like Hair and Rocky Horror Picture Show and those kind of things. But when he teamed up with, his writer's
name? Jim Steinman.
Jim Steinman. When they teamed up together and they did that first album, Bat Outta Hell.
Okay, this is where he got ML, okay, according to this early life off of Wikipedia. He graduated from Thomas Jefferson High School. He appeared in school stage productions such as Where's Charlie and The Music Man. His name, by the way, was Marvin Lee Aday. He played football in a position of defensive tackle as a member of the Rebels and earned the nickname ML. But when his weight increased, this was changed to Meatloaf. So it started in high school.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, when I guess that they take, you know, a groups of people, and it's a large group, gets together and they like premiere songs, and it's like a big dinner and all this kind of thing. You know, I mean, you've got music executives and other, you know, stars are there, but when they premiere new songs, and it was at this one gathering where there were hundreds of people, that they sang Bat Outta Hell. And there was Meatloaf on, he's, you know, just blasting it away. And people were dancing on tables. They, you know, it just took them by storm. And they ended up selling, it went platinum three times. And then he and Steinman broke up. They had a fight, and they broke up. And frankly, neither one of them had that big album after that until they got back together.
Well, he...
I mean, he had success.
In his early career, there was a lot of... People just think, well, all of a sudden this Meatloaf appears. No, he had several different kinds of bands. He is was in Huntington. We're talking in the 60s. He opened his first performance at Huntington Beach at the Cave, opening for Van Morrison's band Them and Question Mark and the Mysterians. He, while performing their cover of Howlin' Wolf, Smokestack Lightning, the smoke machine they used made so much smoke, the club had to be cleared out. You know, stuff like that. People don't realize just the grinding it takes.
Oh, no, it wasn't an overnight thing.
So when he joined up with the Los Angeles production of the musical Hair, He stated that the biggest struggle he had to overcome was not being taken seriously in the music industry, and he compared his treatment to that of a circus clown. So, you know, I mean, there's so much. I mean, he's got a very interesting life story. But in this article I read this morning, it talked about that he was on the phone with Rolling Stone when Jim Steinman died for 2 days. So I don't know if that entails, like, I'm going to call you back, I've got to go to the bathroom, or let me call you back after dinner. He was on the phone with, and they said, in between him crying, 2 days talking about his life with Jim Steinman.
After they did Bat Outta Hell, and all that came with it, the accolades that came with that, he lost his voice.
He had an emotional breakdown.
He had an emotional breakdown, lost his voice. Now, if I saw a bio on him, and his family stood beside him, his wife didn't just say, well, hey, you know, that's too bad, I'll see you later. They lost everything. And then it came back, and he went on from there. But he's collapsed twice on stage, once from a heart attack, the other one from dehydration, but Meatloaf. You know, it's funny, I was just talking about Meatloaf and Bat Outta Hell a couple of days ago when, you know, when we'd go into, when I'd go into combat situations, we'd be playing Bat Outta Hell.
Okay, well, Bat Outta Hell, just so you know, has, as of December 2020, this is according to Wikipedia, folks, spent a total of 522 weeks in the top 200 in the UK chart. This makes it the longest stay in any music chart in the world, although the published chart contains just 100 positions.
Wow. Okay, got to take a break here. Meatloaf.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Meatloaf. And we have a couple others that have passed away, too, yeah, that we need to get to.
Yeah, we want to talk about.
That are... you know, that we need to right highly acknowledge,
right,
yes.
Right in here in town, we need to talk about. This portion of the show, brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number, of course. And Sleep Number, being our bed of choice, has, and we've continued, you know, with all the different things going on, all COVID, you know, political stuff, everything going on. It's so important to get a good night's sleep.
Oh, my gosh. It's just where you're able to start your next day with an attitude of embrace the day. It's we live in a great place up here in Shasta County. We're very happy. Gosh, now I think we've got four members of friends and family that have gone in to purchase Sleep Number, a Sleep Number bed with the you know, can't wait to hear from the kids.
Yeah.
Like that should have been delivered by now.
Yeah, they should be getting it any day now, if not that. Hey,
and my Sleep Number setting last night was 45.
And my Sleep Number setting last night was 70. And that
and pet of the week.
That's our pet of the week who just
making
rolled
the announcement
in.
That I've just arrived. Hey, and he's tired. He didn't get a Sleep Number puppy bed.
Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, which starts with Sleep Number adjustability. Don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, special edition smart bed, plus special financing. It ends Monday only at our Sleep Number stores. And special financing, of course, means monthly payments and credit checks. And you'll learn more at sleepnumber.com. And our Sleep Number store is over in the Target Shopping Center. And now Linda is on the floor with our pet of the week. We'll be right back. I'm going to hit the highway like a battering ram on a silver black Phantom bike. Oh, when the metal is hot and the engine is hung, and I'm all about to steal all night. Nothing ever goes in this rotten road, and everything is running out low. And nothing really rocks, and nothing really rolls, and nothing's ever worth the toll. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi. My name is Woody Clendenin, and I'm a small business owner in Shasta County. I, like you, have watched as Modi has gone along with Governor Newsom's draconian mandates on our businesses and schools. He is supported by known socialists and BLM activists, and he doesn't make decisions with the interests of the people in mind. And it's time we elect someone who does. Vote yes to recall Leonard the Rhino Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Why does Bitcoin provide the highest probability of opportunity for everyone? Learn how transformative it really is at the Shasta Bitcoin Summit and Retreat on Friday and Saturday, March 18th and 19th, 2022. 1 and 2 day tickets are on sale now. Get all the details and your tickets at ShastaBitcoinSummit.com or call 530-324-5175.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sungrown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're playing Meatloaf songs today. He passed away last night. But I won't do that. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 15 years in the making here, getting ready to open up their newest branch. And now I understand it's going to be the early February, and supply side issues and all that down in Anderson, but you can go to any of the other three branches. One in Red Bluff, that's Meatball. That's our pet of the week, who's in here with us right now. Right downtown at 1845 California Street, main branch over there in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. So we're here with Haven Humane. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
And you have?
I have Meatball with me.
We should call him Meatloaf in memory.
Right.
Is that just a coincidence?
Yeah, it was. Oh, just a coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about Meatball.
Yeah, he's only 1 year old, so he definitely has a lot of puppy energy and doesn't have a lot of manners yet. But he's very trainable. He's a lab hound mix, and he's mostly black. But he has a white chest, and he has really cute little white and black speckled paws.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a super nice boy, a lot of energy.
But he's a friendly energy. It's not one of these, you know, he comes up.
Not aggressive.
He wants to jump up on you. And
he's a lot of dog.
And he weighs probably 50 pounds.
60, yeah, I'd say 50. So.
Yeah. But it doesn't look like there's any pity in him at all.
No.
It looks
no.
like a Labrador that's been crossed with something like a bird dog or something.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the lab tail, kind of got the lab head, but he's got that white on him like that. That's really nice. This is going to make somebody a great dog.
Yeah, he is. Since he's young, you know, he still is pretty trainable, so I think he'd do well. With most families, I mean, he's fine with children and he's fine with other dogs as well. Definitely good for anyone who's looking for a younger dog that they can train to fit into their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, there is a traffic alert down on Pine Street there by Safeway. A large tanker truck is leaking fuel in the area after a collision. So if you're trying to go down, if you're trying to get to work via Market, you know, through West Cypress, Pine Street, and East Street, avoid that area. That's one of the reasons that we're running 15 minutes late with our pet of the week. you got caught in it.
Yeah.
Oh, he is just talking.
No, he just can't, you know, he's young. He's just blabbering. So, you know, again, I think the perfect person, or family would be just know that. Exactly.
So, you know what? He misses Jared. He saw Jared. He's barking for Jared.
There's that hound in him.
Yeah, that's right. So there, you know, you have to understand the breed, and understand what it entails. And so there are niches of people who love the niche of a certain kind of breed. And just because you see something that looks a certain way, you've got to really do the study of to make sure that that breed is good for you and your family, because this is an active dog.
Definitely. That is a really important thing to bring up. Definitely understanding the breed of dog you're adopting is going to help them be the most successful in your home, for sure.
Well, you know what? If you had kids like 10 and 12, would they have a great time? I'm just saying that because the dog's not a mean dog, but he has got energy. And if, you know, if you have like a 4 or 5 year old, he could just knock him over with his tail by accident.
Yeah. Needs room to roam
one. Where did the Meatball come from?
We just found him as a stray. We've had him about a month.
Okay.
Well, you know what? He's the kind that would really, really really thrive in like camp love a pet. But if you've got time, because you know it's not a mean dog at all, and he's just got lots of energy, and you could teach him to sit.
He's a year old.
He's a year old. He's a baby still.
Yeah.
And so, how do you like him?
I think he's really nice. He's really loving. Definitely a very active boy. Loves to play.
Yeah.
But I think he's a really sweet boy.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Katrina, Pet of the Week, and Haven Humane. What do you have coming up that we need to know about in your schedule?
Yeah, so on March 19th is when we have our annual Doggy Dash. So it's the only dog-friendly certified 5K in Northern California. And so keep an eye out on our Facebook page for the actual registration announcement, because when that comes out, that'll give all the details on how to register, what it costs, and more details about that event. So definitely keep an eye out.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Meatloaf? Or Meatball?
Meatball.
You should change his name to Meatloaf.
We've got
today.
Meatloaf in our head. Because
he doesn't know. He knows
right.
Meat. Change his name to Meatloaf when you take him around. Anyway, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
You
know what? Let us know. I'm serious this time. I say this, but I am serious this time. Let me know when Meatball finds a home, would you?
For sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Katrina.
Thank you very much. Hey, Meatball, good luck, buddy. Hey, I keep hating to talk about people who passed away, but we have a local gentleman that passed. Clyde Pierce passed.
From Clyde's. Everybody from Clyde's, knows Clyde's. Everybody
Clyde's
has.
Electronics. And he's been a fixture here. He was 83.
Rest in peace, Clyde.
He was a fixture here.
From Tennessee with that accent.
Oh, my gosh. And everybody knew Clyde. And
I mean, who hasn't had some kind of sound system or speaker or hi-fi or television or anything that has that not a, a decade ago did not go through Clyde?
No, I agree. And then,
and his family.
And his family. And then and our condolences go out to his wife and his kids. So rest in peace, Clyde. USS Kitty Hawk, aircraft carrier. I put this on Facebook. It had 700 hits on this. And it was somebody had taken some photos. And the USS Kitty Hawk is moving from Bremerton. And she's been there. She served for 49 years. Launched in 1960. She served for 49 years before being decommissioned and joining the reserve of inactive vessels, the mothball fleet, in Puget Sound Naval Yard. And the last carrier of her class B decommissioned is to be towed to Brownsville, Texas, by Foss Maritime Company for scrapping. They're going to scrap her. And she's too wide to go through the Panama Canal. So they're going to have to take her down through the Strait of Magellan around the tip of South Africa. I'm sorry, South America, and back up to the Gulf Coast. She's going to be towed by a single tug. The trip will take 129 days, cover more than 16,000 miles, and take three separate crews, changed out in Valparaiso and Trinidad. And her towed speed will be somewhere between 5 and 8 knots. She's going to be 100% unmanned for the voyage. Can you imagine, you know, how quiet that ship's going to be doing this? Thousands and thousands of sailors have served on the USS Kitty Hawk. And I saw some comments on there. Not only is it too wide for the Panama Canal, she is too big for any salvage yard on the West Coast, necessitating the voyage to Texas. So that's kind of a huge thing. And like I said, I saw that and I shared it and 680 people took a look at that. So, Kitty Hawk. All right, let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, is my barbershop of choice. Linda could get, you know, you could get your hair cut there. You know, kind of shorter hair. That they don't have like that, you know, they don't have those things that can adjust the color of your
hair.
No,
thank you. They're great,
And the
though.
Only type of styling they do is kind of like with flat tops. So, but a great group, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, 244-9478. And Man's Last Stronghold, that's Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 Wild Cherry Zoom Ball Swipe to win. Win big cash prizes over $100,000. Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Thursday at 7 p.m. Cheer for the colored balls to fill the Zoom Zone and walk away a winner. But wait, there's more. All contestants will have a second opportunity to win a new Wild Cherry Dodge Challenger. See WindRiver.com for official rules and find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Rest in peace, our beloved Meatloaf. What a wonderful life of music. Interesting man, just passed away at the age of 74 years old. And also rest in peace, Clyde Pierce.
Sorry. Welcome back to the show. Meatloaf. I mean, I just, you know.
Does he move you?
He moves me. You know, he does. He
and Jim Steinman, so this article I read this morning, he said he considers himself the Robert De Niro of music. He said, every time I sang a song, I went into character of that song. It wasn't me. He said, I'm not like Cher. I'm not like these other artists. He said, I became the character.
The character of
so
the...
So we acted in every single one of the songs.
If you ever see one of the older videos of him doing Paradise by the Dashboard Light and his backup singer. His backup singer he had for years.
Yeah.
And see if you can find her name in there because she was just spectacular. But you're right. It was like a show.
Yes.
You know, she'd be up there in his face, you know, especially with the Paradise by the, by the Dashboard Light where he'd be going, let me sleep on it. And she's right in his face. So it's a, it was like a one act play going on. But speaking of one act plays, we have David Mong with us today.
David,
my own one act play. What do
yes,
you're
hey from Turtle Bay.
From Turtle Bay, and we missed you the other day. And the first time it was sickness going around and all that. Garden of Lights.
Yeah. We're, 3 weeks separated now?
Yeah. It feels like 3 weeks.
Like yesterday and eternity ago all at the same time.
So share with our, we'd like to talk about how successful that was because, the first year, which was last year, I'm not exactly sure what the figure was, but it was quite a lot.
It was a big success.
I mean, quite a lot to just buy the lights. And have the lights installed and all of the engineering and the electrical aspect of what it was to do. So
in the middle of COVID.
Yes. And then to wrap all of those lights up, how many people, just give us a guesstimate of how many people does it take to put the lights, to take them down out of the trees?
Well, to put them up. And then take them down.
Take them down. Are they the same people? Are they volunteers? What does that look like?
Well, it's a combination of our staff and volunteers. Definitely a all-hands-on-deck sort of effort. I wish I had an exact number off the top of my head for it. I'd say at least between volunteers and our staff, around 100 people that are working on putting it up.
I would say it would take at least that many working sustainable basis.
Right. And we've shortened the process a little bit for the second year. So our first year doing it, we wanted to make sure we had enough time to get it all ready. And it was still down to the wire getting it ready. We had started in July, I believe. So July through November, just setting up lights in the gardens. This year we started in September. So September through November, setting it up.
Man.
About the same number of volunteers and staff. And, talking about figures and numbers like you were saying. So just the effort to buy all the lights, install them, things like that. Part of the grant we got from Reading City Identity Project with the Chamber was for, I believe, just over $1 million just to put it on. That's what it was going to cost
to
do
it. That's fabulous.
Yeah. And for our first year doing it last year, we sold around 75,000 tickets, which incredible number considering a city.
First time.
90,000 people population here, first time
first
doing
time.
It.
But we had people coming in, from what I understand, from Seattle,
And this
San
is
Diego.
A real thing. People will follow. I know this is going to sound trite or, cheesy. People will follow the lights. There are people who spend a year planning. Okay, and this part we're going to go to this city, and that part we're going to go to this city where there's lighting displays. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. A lot of people kind of tour around the same way some people want to visit national parks, throughout the country every year. There's some people who are checking off big light shows every year for their holiday season. So, last year we had around 75,000 tickets sold. This year we hit 92,000 tickets sold.
Jeez.
And 35% of those tickets were purchased outside of Shasta County. So
it's
incredible to see
which
the amount of tourism
means
coming
that they
in.
They came in,
spent money in the restaurant.
A percentage of them stayed here. Mm-hmm. They
did other things.
Our restaurants used our gas, all those things. Now, when you told me that earlier, 92, well, I'm thinking six figures next year. If the word gets out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking six figures. Absolutely. No, not 200,000, but I bet we cracked that six figure.
I think we will too. And we've had a good amount of national exposure this year too.
Rain.
Yeah.
Also, you can't forget the rain. And, if next year is kind of, like it is now, even though I hope that we do get rain, you could be pushing that six figures. You could do 100,000.
Number. Yeah.
It'll happen. It'll happen because every year you expand it some, you put new things in. I mean, you had a New Year's Eve party. You had, food out there. reindeer. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're only limited by your imagination,
right?
Frankly, and that igloo.
Yeah, the igloo. Was so
I
much
loved
fun.
The igloo.
I loved the end of it. So then, I said to Carl as I went through the igloo, and we went. We kept trying to go, but illness, or maybe we shouldn't, you know. And then finally, the magic night happened. We said we are going to go. Come hell or high water. Well, it was hell and high water.
It was high water.
And we walked right through the weather that was so stormy. And we thought, oh, you know, and what was really cool for me to see was not only the lighting display and the new little things that you were doing, with the, like I said, the additions, which would have been the igloo and the snow, the fake snow mm-hmm. that would come in, that felt like real snow. It yeah. was all imaginary. Were the people who, with us, and the windy umbrella that was turning inside out, and the puddles of water, and the freezing cold bridge, went kids, people in camo, families arm in arm walking across the
babies.
Bridge. Babies. Wow. People
babies.
In wheelchairs.
Out in the rain.
Just everything.
We
and
people
they said,
in wheelchairs.
We got
right.
tickets, we're going. And I like that. Weather, you know, come out and weather, you know, face the weather forces. So that's a good thing. There was a spirit in that.
It's a shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just enough holiday magic to
yes.
get you through anything for
yes.
about an hour.
Yes.
And the other thing, you know, with the you know, the music and time with the lights, more turtles, more geckos. I'm just trying to think of for in the future some of the things you did, and then people go, oh, I don't want to walk 12 acres. It's not 12 acres. It took us in the rain. Now we did not tarry. We did not yes. stop. We took photos, you know, those things. But it took us like what? It was less than an hour, easily
yeah.
less than an
you
hour.
You can get through there in like
oh, yeah.
30 to 45 minutes if
you
you're just booking
if you're just,
it.
Well,
but you can spend as much time as you like in there as
or
well.
Or you can be in there for 2 days.
Yeah.
And they find you the next day. You're still eating food from Mosaic Restaurant.
Yeah. Some of the berries off the garden bushes.
Some of the berries yeah. off the garden bushes. that's as far as I'll go on that. well, that was, you know. So it was a success.
It was a success. And, I mean, really the two main goals going into it were, one, to give Reading something that they could be proud of and that we could sort of identify with our city, look
yes.
forward to every year, and be excited to tell people from outside of Reading about to come and do, which I think has definitely been accomplished with how much just holiday joy and spirit has brought, one, to Reading, but, like I said, 35% of tickets from out of town coming in.
Yeah.
That's not even including people who live in Reading and bought their tickets for family coming in outside, so probably yeah. closer to about 40% were out of town coming in. So something we could be proud of for sure. And then
yeah.
to bring tourism into Reading. So those numbers, like you said, are being spent in our restaurants and our hotels.
Of course they are.
All throughout the city when people come
you've
to
gotta,
visit.
You know, you've got to add that part into it. You know, the other thing, too, is that people come up here and they look at Reading. Now, unfortunately, it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for that whole, gosh, almost for a month,
yeah.
you know, we had rain. So people may have come up for a long weekend, you know, come up on a Friday, Saturday, you know, something like this. Hey, if we're going to drive 300 miles, let's go book two nights.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, but they got to see Reading, but they didn't really get to see the, you know, the Reading without the rain.
Yeah.
And, you know, where you can't go out and walk and, you know, you can drive, but, you know.
David, how long have you been with Turtle Bay?
I've been with Turtle Bay about a year and a half now.
Okay, a year and a half. So when we come back from the break,
uh-huh.
I would like to have you share with the listeners who David Mong is
sure.
and what your background is and what you do for Turtle Bay. Let's discuss where we can support Turtle Bay, what's happening with some of the new what's going on with some of the
yeah.
new exhibits, where you got what your plans are for 2022, okay?
Absolutely.
We're going to take an early break. We'll be right back. And KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. And, of course, this portion of the show is brought to you by a very faithful and loyal sponsor since the day we hit the airwaves.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst, is the virtuoso of windshield repair, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff is the man to go to. He will fix that windshield. He guarantees it for life. I don't, you know, your life or his life, I'm not sure. But I said, what happens if this thing, you know, if it starts to expand? Because he fixed one on my windshield in 2007. It's never gotten any bigger. And he goes, Well, if it gets in, you know, if it starts to change, just bring it back and I'll just fix it again for free. And that's the kind of guy he is. If you want a free inspection and analysis, stop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff Wurst a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Like I said, it's a veteran-owned business. Now, I want to also remind everybody, as of about 30 minutes ago, there is a traffic alert on the area of Market and West Cypress, Pine Street, and East Street intersections there. There was a collision, and there was a large tanker leaking fuel in the area. So they're working to contain the fuel. They've got the whole area blocked off, and I can't imagine that it's already cleared up. So take a look. If that's the way you come in, you may want to cut off the road and go a different way. We'll be right back.
Last month, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors had the opportunity to not renew the contract for the Dominion voting machines. This was a lease agreement valued at over $2 million. Supervisor Modi voted to renew the lease agreement and continue using Dominion machines. Now we find out that a representative from Dominion Voting, Inc. has donated money directly to Modi's campaign account. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yeah.
Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda Carlbaugh, we're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM in the morning. Thanks for waking up with us and spending your first 2 hours of the day. And, of course, we're playing songs from Meatloaf. He passed away last night. Rock and roll icon.
Yes.
Hard rock and roll icon.
Absolutely. Dead ringer. I mean, he's done so many wonderful things. But anyway, rest in peace, and we're going to be playing In and Out, Meatloaf clips from some of his great songs.
Hey,
David Mong is with us this morning.
Let me just reiterate that we have that traffic alert down there on where Safeway is on Pine and Cypress and all this. There is a photo of an overturned tanker truck. They've got a big fuel leak there, so they've got it blocked off while they're trying to control that. That's as of probably a little bit earlier this morning. But if you're in that direction, you may want to avoid it. Okay, David Mong, one of our favorite people.
Absolutely, from Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Share with our listeners what you did before you took on the title and what you do with Turtle Bay.
Sure. So I am David Mong, happy to be here as always and talk with you guys. My role at Turtle Bay is I am the marketing and public relations manager for Turtle Bay, so I help let people know what's going inside the park. I like to describe my role as bringing what happens inside Turtle Bay outside Turtle
Bay. That's wonderful.
And helping people experience it there.
The liaison.
Yes, the liaison.
To the public.
Yes. So that's what I'm doing now. I come from a media, more video production and photo background, so doing that, as you can imagine, there aren't as many video and photo production jobs in a Redding, California, as there are in L.A. or a New York, where I'm from. But I didn't really want that hustle and bustle of the big city life so much anymore. So coming up here, that sort of led more into marketing. And, you know, as we see now on social media and everywhere we look, video and photo is a need everywhere. So it's been cool to see that career
We did a 2-minute video on Ginger's Gas Station, which is now no longer. They sold it. They were famous because of their signs they put up.
Uh-huh.
We got 6,000 hits.
Wow.
Off like a 2-minute video.
Yeah.
Off that. And it was like,
Yeah. So everybody, there's a lot of people, of course, that, you know, they're at home and there's a lot of stuff going online. Now, last year, the Turtle Bay auction was virtual.
It was, yes.
Okay. So now we've got the big auction, and we talked about the fact that One Safe Place is coming up, and with One Safe Place, then the crab feed's
going to be February the
5th.
And you better get tickets because they're almost sold out.
Wow. Then they're spacing and they're having to follow some protocols, but that's their big. They went for 2 years. Now, you guys fortunately are recouping your money with Garden of Lights, but the park needs funding. Like when you do the Butterfly House, when you do the
exhibitions?
Thank you, that you bring in. And what do we have coming up?
Yeah, so coming up, we have three big openings actually happening next Friday, January 28th, for the Redding Cultural Cruise, which is also back. I think they were on hiatus last year.
Yeah.
Shasta County Arts Council is back to putting on our cultural cruise, so there'll be different art events going on all throughout Redding and downtown. And over at Turtle Bay in the evening on Friday, so usually we close at 4 p.m., but for the cultural cruise, we'll be open 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and we are opening, first off, it's called Nature's Blueprints, Biomimicry in Art and Design. I had to practice saying that word, biomimicry. I kept wanting to say biochemistry.
Well, now, what is biomimicry first?
So basically, it's how we've mimicked designs that occur in nature. So sort of how we have, like, beehives with those hexagon shapes that are very great for building structures, or birds' wings, how we take them into airplanes, things like that. Mm-hmm. So how we've taken...
The bridge.
Yep, the bridge, exactly, bridges. How we've taken designs and things that already exist in nature and use them in art and technology. So
there'll
be hands-on exhibits for people to learn and see how we've done that and improve technology with what's already in nature.
That's the first one.
The second one is Masterworks by Ansel Adams. We're going to have some incredible works by Ansel in there.
And this year is actually the 20th anniversary of Turtle Bay, and this Ansel Adams exhibit is one of the first ones that we had in that first year. So it's cool to bring it back for the 20th anniversary.
Back in the gallery area where you go in the back and have the seats in that area there?
Yes, it'll be in, I believe, our art gallery when you walk into the museum, one of the rooms off to the right.
Yes.
I know that next year, in 2023, I'm talking 2023 here, y'all are partnering up with the United States Marine Corps.
Yes, we finally made that happen. So.
Yay!
Yeah, you know what? I actually feel like good, you know, because when I saw that they had this traveling art exhibit, and I called over to Turtle Bay, and y'all jumped right on it,
it was
the timing that was tough, but... One of the great things about this is the Marine Corps pays to get all that stuff out here so it doesn't cost us anything. And it's of art by veterans.
Yeah.
But of different battles and stuff like that. It's going to be a great exhibit.
Does it?
It comes right from Quantico from the Marine Corps Historical Museum.
That's cool. That's wonderful. Okay, and the third thing.
Yes.
We have Ansel Adams.
Ansel Adams. And the third thing is actually our... quote-unquote famous artist exhibit, which is local art by our local Reading elementary school artists and stuff in town. So we'll be able to see what the kids in town are making.
That's wonderful.
And creating right beneath our
nose. Are any of those things for sale?
I believe they are, actually.
After the
exhibition.
That's cool. That'd be really nice if you're looking for an original art piece to get something
from a six-year-old?
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? I can do that.
Don't ever say that there are exceptional pieces that come out of children that are really worth hanging in your house, because you just never know. You can never put an age to what happens with a creative mind. Right.
Okay.
Sure.
David.
Can't help it, Mr. Rope Marine.
Who has a painting displayed in your house.
No, it is. Absolutely. It's wonderful.
I went through my watercolor period.
He did. Beautiful.
It
is gorgeous. You wouldn't believe it, Jared.
Joining.
It's pink and blue.
Joining Turtle Bay is a great deal. It's $90.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a family of, six.
Six, yep.
Family
they don't even
six.
Have to be your kids. You can
don't
just pull kids
to...
off the street and bring them in.
I
wouldn't suggest doing that.
No.
You can bring, your kids' friends along with you if
there
you're
you go.
Within that 6
person. And it doesn't cost anything. Anytime you go to the museum, for that $90, the only time you ever have to pay any more money is if you buy nectar for the lorikeets, or I think you can, to buy a... something in the butterfly house.
Oh, yeah. You can also spend $1 to feed $1 the butterflies.
Feed the butterflies, and that's on a...
It's like a Q-tip. They dip in the nectar, and they land right on your hand.
Yeah. Are we still going to have the lorikeets and the butterflies this year?
Yes, we are.
All right. So these are the things that we need to talk coming up next month when you come on, David. We'll start promoting what's going to be happening with the Turtle Bay auction, which is happening in March. What does that look like in this particular event that we all need to put on our calendars and support?
Yeah, well, right now we're still planning some things out and hoping that we can still have it. But we're talking now about possibly doing it virtual again just with the current COVID numbers and things. But hoping that we can do the event at the Civic. That's still up in the air. But it's one of our biggest fundraisers throughout the year. We have a live auction that we do. Last year was online, which is actually pretty successful, doing it online and letting more people join. So that way we were able to do people outside who were just at home, not just who were...
You know, and I can see how that can work. Because you can just from your home, I'd like to buy that.
Mm-hmm. It was almost like an eBay kind of experience.
Yeah, but it's something but there's something about the experience of being there that gets, people get excited.
Yeah.
And then they start bidding against
each other.
Competition
is definitely fun,
Competition
too.
Competition is there.
And I'm hoping we can still do it in person, because I personally haven't experienced the Turtle Bay auction. You guys probably have more experience with it than I do, since I've only been at Turtle Bay about a year and a half, and as we know, everything's been going on the last 2 years.
It was, I've been doing it now for 10 years.
Wow.
Maybe longer. And it is, thank you. It's just a wonderful experience.
It is. Well, you know what? I'm sorry.
I just want to finish my thought. It's a great experience, and it's wonderful, and, there's a lot of juice that happens and people get inspired. And of course, we love the live feeling of it because people like to outbid each other.
Yeah.
And that's fun.
That's always fun. And then bragging rights for whoever won.
Yes.
And of course, all of those proceeds go back toward taking care of the exhibitions and animals at Turtle Bay. So
and the kids programs.
And the kids programs, the educational programs, the camps. I think we were able to send like 10 kids to camp for free last year with the funds that we raised at the annual auction. So yeah, all those funds go back into the community.
David Mung, Turtle Bay. Thanks for being with us. 92,000 people going through the Garden of Lights and so many other things. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having
me. And we so much appreciate Turtle Bay. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, ready.
...to happen today, but I believe we are now on a clearer path in terms of understanding each other's concerns, each other's positions. Let's see what the next days bring.
The United States is warning Moscow there will be severe consequences if Russian troops cross the Ukrainian border. China today is criticizing Washington for imposing sanctions on Chinese companies that the United States says exported missile technology. Beijing also is accusing the U.S. of hypocrisy for selling nuclear-capable cruise missiles. The annual March for Life is taking place in the nation's capital soon. Christina Bennett with the Pro-Life Group Live Action says there's a lot to celebrate this year.
I think many people are excited as well because they saw what happened in Texas, that the Supreme Court has allowed the Texas heartbeat bill to stand and that over 100 babies are being saved every single day, and they're watching the court to see what they're going to do with the Mississippi case.
A Florida man has been charged with human smuggling after the bodies of four people, including a baby and a teen, were found in Canada near the U.S. border. At least 60 people reported dead in Yemen after a series of airstrikes. More winter weather headed to parts of the East Coast. Mark Chouinard with the National Weather Service says a blast of ice and snow headed to the Carolinas and Virginia.
The biggest snow accumulations look to be from portions of, say, northeast North Carolina into far southeast Virginia. And then we are going to have some mixed precipitation a little bit south of that. So sleet and freezing rain across portions of South Carolina and central and eastern North Carolina.
More at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Correspondent Tim McGuire says California's governor promises a statewide effort to catch the thieves who have been raiding cargo trains in Los Angeles.
Governor Gavin Newsom was with a work crew cleaning up trash left behind by organized looters stealing electronics and other expensive consumer goods from trains. He tells KABC that the thieves open the boxes, take the items, toss the boxes in the rail yard, and then sell the stolen goods online.
Ended up on some online platform at a remarkably discounted price. Ever ask yourself how?
Newsom says 280 people have been arrested so far. Union Pacific Railroad, in a letter last month to the Los Angeles County District Attorney, asked for more aggressive prosecutions of cargo thieves and an end to the no-bail policy, which allows many of the theft suspects to be back in less than 24 hours. I'm Tim McGuire.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Federal agencies have been directed to implement President Biden's $15 an hour minimum wage for government workers.
The Office of Personnel Management issued a memo to heads of executive departments and agencies which provides guidance for adjusting pay rates for employees to at least $15 per hour. OPM called it a general policy of the Biden-Harris administration that federal employees receive a $15 minimum wage. The Labor Department announced in November that the rule is set to take full effect on January 30th. The higher wage will impact 70,000 workers from mainly the Department of Defense, Department of Agriculture, and Department of Veterans Affairs, according to OPM. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Governments from New Zealand, Australia, and elsewhere have been sending fresh water and other much-needed supplies to Tonga following last weekend's massive volcanic eruption and tsunami. Some telephone service has been restored, but Tonga is still offline when it comes to the Internet. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to our morning show here on Friday. 8:05 in the morning with Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl.
8:05 in the morning here. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, it's the 21st of January. We've blown through January already, 2022. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And we have a beautiful 45 degrees outside. Today will be sunny with a high of 65, and our overnight lows mostly clear tonight with 48. Tomorrow looks like we'll have a little bit of a breezy day, then sunny with a high of 69 and overnight lows of 44. Sunday calls for a high of 70, and Monday will be 69, as well as Tuesday with a high of 69. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And on the phone, we love our Friday morning segment with Susan Eastman, who's with Stifel Investments. Good morning, Susan. What is happening in the stock market, et cetera?
It's pretty exciting around here right now. Anyway, major averages are mixed this morning and improving off session lows. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 89 points at 34,805. The S&P 500 is down 2 points at 4,480. And the Nasdaq Composite is now down 34 points at 14,119. Active stocks this morning, Ford off 37 cents, trading at 21.26. Apple up 53 cents at 165 and 6 cents. SoFi Technology down 69 cents, trading at 14.31. Bank stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank up 87 cents at 44.31 per share. Columbia Bank Savings positive $1.06 at 35.96. Cornerstone Community Bank flat and trading at 31.50. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.76%. Commodity prices are lower this morning. Gold is down $5 an ounce at $1,835. Silver down 2 pennies at $24.40 per ounce. Crude oil is now trading at $85 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and New York Stock Exchange for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, you realize yes. that constant adrenaline surges can affect the your cortex in your brain. You realize that, right? That's that's what starts the post-traumatic stress,
I didn't even drink a lot of coffee today.
You know what? You all in the financial markets are, I just picture, okay, I'm sorry, but I just picture the that movie with Trading Places. On the stock exchange, and they're all like quiet, and then the bell rings, and there's thousands of people screaming and throwing things at each other and all that.
I know it's so technology now; it's not like that anymore. But I love the pictures in the paper or on the internet where when it's a bad day in Wall Street, there's one person looking really bad. They look like they're terrified. They always show those pictures.
The one guy.
The one guy.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's amazing what
and
happens.
On good days, they're not showing euphoria. They're just like...
Well, and then with the world events, I mean, we've got so many things on the crux right now, or crest or crux of changes, or perhaps, like... Hey. Big world events.
The longer we keep her on.
All right.
The longer we keep her on, the less money she makes.
So I'm off and running.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Susan. Susan Eastman, she is
The first vice president
of Stifel Investments.
Located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can reach her at 244-7199. Cameron Middleton.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Always fun to hear Susan.
Yes, absolutely. How you doing, buddy?
Hanging in there.
Coming right in. You always come in by the hair of your chinny chin chin.
Yeah, well, having a four-year-old and everything around the house, it just, you know, it's... It just, you know, makes things a little tighter on time.
Which way do you come in here? You don't come down Pine Street or anything like that, do you?
No.
Okay.
No.
There's a traffic alert there on the Market and West Cypress Pine Street and East Street intersection. There's a photo of a tanker truck overturned, and if you know where West Coast Auto is, right there, right as you're leaving the Market Street, Safeway, and going up.
Yeah, right by Lulu's and.
Yeah, you know, on the other side of Lulu's, but it's turned over and they've got. Fuel leaking in the area, and hazmat crews are there. So it's the worst possible thing that can happen early in the morning. So if you're in that, you know, if you're coming through in that vicinity, you may want to go a different direction.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that happened.
This is a total, this is a large tanker that is totally overturned with its wheels in the air. It's on its back. Yeah, I wonder how they did that.
Right? I mean, going there.
How could you do it? They said it was a collision, so maybe a truck, I have no idea.
Yeah.
If you go to KRCR on the internet, and they've got a good photo of it right here. Anyway, okay, Cameron.
House of Realty, and I just am looking up your website, excellent since 1965. You've updated your website.
Yeah, and we're working on it some more. We're working on a brand new website right now and trying to get that all finished up. So.
Well, but you're working on it, and so you've got some of your homes, which is nice for people to look around and see. My goodness.
Are there homes available?
Yeah, and they're not cheap.
No, and the numbers... dwindling again.
Are they going down again?
Our inventory started to go back up, right? Remember, again, we've talked about it.
And we're talking about this whole area in here, Shasta County.
Shasta MLS.
MLS. And so when they talk about the inventory, we're talking about every home available in Shasta County.
And even some outside. Yeah, there's a fair number outside in Tehama County. Keep in mind a lot of things that are in Cottonwood, south of the county line, are often in our MLS, things down to Jelly's Ferry, down in that area. Also, a lot of the Lake California listings.
Okay.
They put, which is in Tehama County, just south of the line, but they put that on Shasta County. But yeah, we're down to 377 this
morning.
So
it's usually?
Oh, 1,000, 1,200 right in there, and which is about what it would have been, you know, a little over 2 years ago this time. And we got up to about 5.25 here within the last 6 months or so, and we've come back down again.
Well, when you say 300 houses, that's almost, you know, when they start talking about unemployment numbers, and unemployment numbers hit a certain number, I mean, really, it's 300 homes means there's hardly anything available because of that 300 homes. Some of them may be in the millions range, but some of them are just teardowns.
Yeah. Well, and so if you're looking in a particular range.
Yeah.
I mean, and say you're looking in the Redding area, and this is not an exact number. I can actually draw out the city limits and on a computer and find it a little bit better. But right now we're showing, we have four quadrants of Redding is how we look at our multiple listing service. Northwest, Southwest, Northeast, Southeast. In those four, which could include areas outside the city limits, right now we're showing 136.
Gee.
So if you're looking in town, in Redding, and you've got a particular range, you know, a $50,000 range or a $25,000 range, you're going to be looking at a handful of houses, maybe a couple of handfuls.
When you say 50,000, what do you mean? It's not 50,
no. I mean, as if say you're doing 300 to 350.
Oh, okay, got it.
Or 550 to 600. Or,
got it. Okay.
You know, you've got a range. Within that range, you're hardly going to have any homes. In the 400s and 500s, you're going to get more because you've got some new construction. But if that's not what you're looking at, that number decreases even more. You say, "Gosh, I really want to be in a particular neighborhood." Well, there might not be any. and want to be in a
school district.
Yeah, certain school district. Okay, great. You've got seven. I mean, you start getting in these very, very small numbers. It makes it very difficult to do the actual house hunting.
Is it just because we're having a surge of people coming in here?
That's part of it. So some of it is, yeah, there are new listings, but they get gobbled up so fast.
No, I mean a surge of people moving up in our area here. I mean, obviously, if we've got so many homes, I mean, people, yeah, okay, I want to fleet up to another size house, or I want to downsize to something, but that is also affected by the number of people wanting to move into our area.
Yes, and we do, and we have people that are moving in to the area still. I don't think we're not seeing the same surge of people that we were, say, a year ago, but we're still seeing them come back. A lot of them are people that have been residents here before. And again, we've got others that are new ones.
Okay.
So, and I think it'll be interesting to watch what happens. I think really looking, nationally, we've seen something very, we've had quite a big issue here in the last month. And that is that the 10-year treasury is starting to go up substantially.
Okay, well, let's talk about that as soon as we get back, because that's going to have a big impact.
Big impact.
Well, speaking of homes, and if whether you're purchasing or you're remodeling or you're trying to figure out what you want to do to improve your home, Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond. Hey, Mike, if you're listening to the show today, shout out to you. And by the way, your flag is being loved on like you can't believe. Your flagpole gift to Carl and myself is just it's a constant reminder of the gratitude that we feel. And of course, you've always done our estate stone and granite work. That is Mike at Estate Granite, 241 Stone. We'll be right back.
Supervisor Modi claims he protects your water rights, but on further investigation, we find Modi last year approved a water contract that scalped a small water district in the north part of Shasta County with a 250% increase over normal and in a state of emergency. The foundation that owned this water right now is linked to donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
The This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you've ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Vote yes. Recall Modi. Recently, the Shasta County Planning Commission voted 5-0 to stop the Fountain Wind Project. But when it came before the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, only Modi voted to support the project, bowing down to a special interest group instead of listening to the people. The Intermountain communities would have been devastated. Now we learn the same special interest group is donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Vote yes and recall Leonard Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. All of our bump music today is Meatloaf. Passed away yesterday at the age of 74. When you think about it, Meatloaf. Wow, 74.
And also in our local community.
He'll always be in his 20s.
Rest in peace also, Clyde Pierce.
Clyde's Enterprises, you know, passed yesterday, yeah. Or day before yesterday. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people there. They have a super selection of jewelry ranging from skate jewelry to Native American to specially designed jewelry that they do with gems from all over the world. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty, and we're talking about, we're back to the real shortage of, of homes again.
Of homes, yeah, and real quick, too, just wanted to also give a shout-out to Four Winds Jewelry.
Yeah.
Those guys are tremendous, and it turns out there's all kinds of things they can do in town that nobody else can. They took care of something for my wife here recently. Phenomenal job, and on a repair thing. And then also, they were the only ones in town that could replace the battery in my watch.
Well, and that's why we say
loyal customer to them.
The only full service jewelry store, they have a watchmaker in there.
Yeah.
And people go in there. I mean, you walk in, you need new batteries. As the year starts, maybe you want to put new batteries in your watches. I mean, you're in and out of there for a very reasonable price. Good people down there, Rebecca and
good
Henry.
Good people.
So. 300 homes in the market area here, and it's usually 1,200. Now, let me ask you about a specific area. Igo.
Yeah.
I've always heard that Igo has water problems out there. Is that true or not?
It depends.
I guess it depends where you're at.
Specifically on where you're at. And I mean, water is so interesting around here. You have areas that have real water problems and others that have an abundance of water and are in great shape. Centerville Water District really has been, which extends out a little ways in that direction, has really done a very good job of maintaining their water. Their water supply has done a good job out there. If you're on that particular district, you're in pretty good shape. Start getting further out to Igo and into the Ono area down there to the southwest. It really depends. You've got some people out there with old water rights, some old ranches and homesteads, and you've got some people with some good wells, and others that who have wells that are drying up and are not in very good condition. So you get out into that area, it can be a real problem, but it depends on if you're just using it for home use, you're looking for more agricultural uses. There can be some real issues.
Okay.
You know, Jones Valley has some real water problems up in that area. Even the Bella Vista Water District. Water's so strange because in even just looking at Reading, if you're in Reading, in city limits, you have REU electricity.
Right.
Nothing else. That's it.
Yep.
You have REU. It stops at the line.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. City water, same thing. You have city water within the city limits. With almost no exception, that's your source. You could have a well within the city limits. That's a separate matter, but you at least have that city water. Same with city sewer. But when it comes, or pardon me, with city sewer, you have it, and with power, you have it, storm drains, a lot of the other utilities. When it comes to water, water in Reading, you have all kinds of districts that were established in different areas. So you have, for example, Bella Vista Water District, which encroaches well into the city of Reading. So you can be in the city of Reading and not have it. You same thing with, I'm trying to think of some of the other districts. I think Centerville comes in a small amount. You have, but you have Clear Creek Water District down to the southwest. So you have these others. So you may very well be in city limits and not be on city water. So some of these have better sources than others.
Well, Bella Vista right now is going through this battle with wanting to build another 166 homes out there.
Yes.
In that area, when they already have water problems. And they're gonna, and it doesn't perk out there, so everybody has to have an above ground septic system.
They're very expensive.
They were supposed to have a meeting yesterday, or day before yesterday, to discuss this, but it got canceled because of COVID fears. It seems to me that putting 166 homes, even if it's in phased in, how's that gonna, I was told that they're going to release water from Whiskeytown into the sack, and then the water district would suck it out of the sack, and that's where the water would come from. I mean, that seems to me like a lot of moving parts there.
It is, and really, when it comes to those moving parts, you know, there's two ways of looking at it. One is the actual physical, tangible water. The rest is really math.
Right.
And it's just the numbers. But, yeah, when they set up the Central Valley Project, Bella Vista is that water district was actually created as part of the Central Valley Project, as part of the water project. It's actually part of the Trinity unit or the Trinity designation. It was one of the last ones constructed as part of the project. But yeah, so basically what you have is, you know, the water goes into Trinity Lake. And then it is piped down to Whiskeytown. From Whiskeytown, there are pipes that go from Whiskeytown over to the sack by Keswick, and then comes through there. And of course, Bella Vista pulls its water or has its water station at Sulphur Creek. So just when you go across the Sundial Bridge, just downriver a little bit, but below the cliffs there of Hilltop, that's their pump station. So yeah, there are ways of doing that, but a lot of it comes down to these water contracts. See, the city of Reading is what's called a settlement contract. And that's a very old, very hardened, that's a class one, if you will, water right. So really the max that can be cut on the city of Reading for their Sacramento River usage is 25%.
Okay.
Plus we have a massive aquifers that we're able to pull from. Mm-hmm. Bella Vista is just on the edge of that aquifer. So they only have, I think, 5 wells, and they really can't put any more in to touch that aquifer. There are only five spots they can do it, and they've done it. So they don't have a lot of other sourcing. They have to start pulling from other jurisdictions and other places. But, you know, water's a major consideration and a problem we're going to have. And it's something really when people are looking for homes, utilities are mattering now more than
ever. You can get $1,000 utility bill.
Oh yeah,
I mean that's $1,000 that you know that you take off the cost of your house.
You've got 5 acres out in the, you know, outside of town, and you've got that 5 acres, and you can sit there, and you want to maybe you have a little orchard on it or something simple, but you need that agricultural water. Plus, you're on PG&E electric. You start figuring you have your propane tank that you refill, everything else. It's not hard to hit that $1,000. In fact, you can do it pretty darn quickly.
Oh, we have people who live up in Texas Springs that have a $1,000 electric bill.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. And they don't have, I mean, they've got a swimming pool, sure, but still $1,000 a month. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, let's talk about the interest rates.
Because yeah, that's a big deal.
This is going to be a big deal here in the near future. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Top-rated hospital by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. organizations, top rated by LeapFrog, which gave them an A rating when it comes to safety in hospitals and lack of problems in a hospital. And you don't get higher grades than this. And that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. There's a reason for that. They're there to keep our community healthy. Healthcare starts there. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246 YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Visiting with our one and only Cameron Middleton. We're this Friday, of course, the one Friday of month, we talk about what's going on in the real estate market and what's, you know, what is the current climate like with, you know, property values, where we're going, what's happening with the rental markets, what's happening with if you're thinking of purchasing a home, what's been on the market, what's not, what's fallen through, what it is with escrow. I read something recently, Cameron, I thought was great. Please do not, if you are in escrow, do not go out and buy furniture, buy a car. And what?
Quit your job.
Is it because it changes your score? Why?
Absolutely. There was, when a lender, particularly an underwriter, but a lender's looking at you as a borrower. They're looking at all your various components, your debt to income ratios. They're looking at your income, the steadiness of your income, how long you've been getting that income. They're looking at the loan to value on the home, your credit history. They're looking at you as a full picture. And when they are working on those numbers, fine-tuning your interest rate, getting everything set up, and then all of a sudden there's a shock to it where you end up with, again, you all of a sudden you purchase a new truck. Great, okay, now you've got, whatever it is, $300, $400, $500
a
new car payment.
Yeah.
That throws all those numbers and ratios completely out of whack for most people.
Yeah.
It also then tells that underwriter, wait a minute, I got to go back to the drawing board and look at this person again as a whole. So yeah, any new credit lines you do not want to take out when you're in the process of either refinancing or purchasing, you don't want to do that. Have good discussions with your lender and go over that from the very, very beginning. But people will quit their jobs. You'd be surprised at the things we hear. People say, hey, we're going to do a final verification of employment. There was the football player, I don't know, what was it, a few weeks ago, that in the middle, was it third quarter, took off his pad.
Antonio Brown.
Walked off the thing. So a lender sent me a meme on it that it was just great, and it showed him out there with his shirt and his pads off in the end zone, walking down the tunnel, and says, this is why mortgage lenders do a final verification of employment right prior to close. And it is, because people will, everything's going fine, and we find out at the 11th hour, oh yeah, no, I quit that job last week. You're going, why did you do that? The other one is employment history. That's a big one we see. People will move around from job to job or switch careers. They're going, gosh, we've been looking for a home for 6 months, we're trying to find something, and you finally find them something, and then they call back 2 weeks later and say, well, we got a problem. I didn't realize when I went from being a school teacher to being a mechanic last month, and I got a new job, but it's a great job and I love it. I even make a little bit more money. Well, the lender's not going to give you the loan if you've just done that.
Got that. Okay, let's talk about interest rates. They're talking about being raised maybe 3 times in a year.
Yes.
I mean, that's wild.
And we've talked about this on here a little bit before, but the way that it works with interest rates, there's a lot of different interest rates out there. Mortgage rates are a specific type. And while in general, as the Federal Reserve raises the base rate, that will have effect on mortgage markets. The one that we all really take a close look at is the 10-year Treasury. And the 10-year Treasury is usually a general outlook on the economy and the price of money going out, for 10 years. And it's not a coincidence that on average most people stay in their homes on average nationally for 10 years. So what that does when that goes up, that's when you see mortgage rates rise. And we have seen it go up dramatically in the last month. So we went from, oh gosh, we were probably down to 1.35, right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Today it went down, I believe this morning it was 1.75, but it was up to 1.85, I think as recently as, this week.
Yeah.
So when you think about that, that's a 35, 40% increase in that 10-year Treasury yield.
Mm-hmm.
So when that starts to go up, and that's a big increase. Now, we're still historically very low. Being anything under 2 is low. But when you get up to that, when you start seeing that number go up, and if this gets over 2 and keeps increasing, your sub 3% mortgage rates are going to be gone. And I think even the benchmark went from about a 3.07 to a 3.57, 3.6 here in the last oh gosh, a month, 6 weeks.
So, with this for us layman here, and it was a great explanation, is that they raised that interest rate. That's going to have a huge impact on the interest rates for mortgages. And if they, and like I've read, that it could go up a couple times during the year. Now, we have inflation right now. And inflation, depending on which article you read, is anywhere from 7 to 8.5% inflation, sometimes higher, which takes away the buying power
That's
of people.
It.
So is it, if you raise the interest rates, is it supposed to drop inflation?
That's the idea.
That's, I mean, that's what I've read before.
Yes. Yeah, so it really, when you if you've got a bunch of very cheap money,
mm-hmm.
right, so let's say we get to a point where we've got, you can go out and borrow money at 1%. There are people going, gosh, I'm going to borrow a lot of money right now. I'm going to go buy a new car. I'm going to go buy houses. I'm going to go buy investment properties. I'm going to buy a whole bunch of things when money's that cheap. You can borrow it so cheaply, you're hardly paying any interest. Why not?
Why not?
But if you, and so what that does is that pumps a lot of new money into the economy. So then you have increased demand. So you have increased demand. Now all of a sudden, prices go up. If the supply stays the same, but your demand goes up, prices go up. At the same token, if all of a sudden they say, all right, listen, we need to put the brakes on the economy. It's way too hot. There's too much money. There's too much demand. There's too much circulating in the economy. Then you increase those interest rates, which decreases borrowing, which is the injection of a lot of new money into the economy. So that does cool it down. So that's the number one reason that the Fed has. It's the number one tool in the toolbox to try and cool off inflation. And so that's why we had that in the 70s, where the inflation went nuts, and the only way to combat it...
20-something percent interest try and buy a house.
And so
I mean,
you start
crazy.
Doing that. Well, and then you've got to figure, because of the amount of interest, it really all boils down to your monthly payment. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, what
yeah.
can you afford? Is it $1,000 a month, $1,500 a month, $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month? And when you look at, okay, what can I buy with this? So you look at your income, you figure out what you qualify for and what you can afford, very important, and you look at those numbers and you say, okay, great, we figure we can afford a $1,500 a month house payment. Great. Okay. They basically plug that number in after insurance and taxes and say, all right, here's what you're looking at. Here's what you can, if with a $1,500 a month, say monthly payment, you can afford this much house. Here's your purchase amount, your loan amount that you can do over 30 years with that payment. And if that interest rate goes up,
becomes less.
Then it becomes less. And so you, if you really start to go through it, you know, with a full percentage point increase can be an awful lot of house. So if people in general now that were, say, qualified for $350,000 house, now all of a sudden rates go up enough. Now with the same monthly payment that they had before, now they might only be able to afford a $300,000 house.
And then with that, then the prices of the homes come down.
The prices of homes
yeah.
come down.
So when it's in the cheap money, the houses just go, you know, astronomical cost. And now with the interest rates going up, the houses are going to start be, you know, have to come down.
And
if
I,
you're going to sell it.
And it, so it depends on how much it goes up. Again, with a market like this, what it may do is cool it off a bit. So again, you start talking about a half a point increase. All right. That's going to have a cooling effect. Again, we go up to 6, 7, 8%, something crazy. Yeah. Then you're going to see actual price declines.
Okay.
So it's all variable. It depends on how much it goes up and how much it comes down. But this is really something to watch and to see what happens with rates. Now, everybody's been predicting for a decade or several analysts, I mean, there have been a lot of people that have gone broke, big institutional investors and others, trying to figure the bond market that rates are going to go up anytime soon. Mm-hmm. And so yeah. they bet on that and lost over and over and over again over the last decade. They went low, they've stayed low, and stayed in this relatively low range for a very, very long time, and we've all gotten used to it. It's going to be difficult. The other trouble that the Fed has to look at is national debt. So, again, the reason why the federal government, it's easier for them right now to be borrowing trillions of dollars, which is, affects inflation, is that they, it's on at a very cheap interest rate. So that's, they've been doing the same thing. Problem is that interest rate starts to go up. Now we're having to pay a lot of interest on that debt. And of course, that comes out of the federal budget. And which the only way to cover
that. Unfunded liabilities.
Yes. The only way to cover that is to increase taxes.
Well, tear rolls down slowly down my cheek here.
Oh, so. Hey, there's all kinds of things that I think, you know, nationally that could really affect the housing market and the economy as a whole. But again, right now you look at it and things could be a lot worse, but things could be better. And I thought for quite a while that rates are just have to start going up, and they haven't. I mean, not substantially.
No.
So this is the first real uptick we've had also since COVID. So this is the 10-year treasury is now at a 2-year high, and it's been 2 years of COVID. So the pandemic has the when the rates came down very low during the pandemic, they've now come back up to pre-pandemic levels.
Okay.
So I think that's an interesting indicator, and we've crossed a line there by doing that. And but again, there's so many things that can affect it. And
yeah, trying to bet on this or predict this is, like you said, a lot of people have gone broke trying to. We got to take a quick break. We're here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty, 8:45 in the morning here, 50 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we'll be right back.
Recently, Supervisor Modi claimed he helped crack down on illegal cannabis, but it was Modi's actions 6 years ago that dismembered Shasta County's marijuana eradication team. Now, over 7,000 organized grows have invaded Shasta County with devastating effects. Even the Mexican drug cartel finds it easier to grow in Shasta County than in their own country. If you want a safe and secure Shasta County, vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Wind River Resort and Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town.
Football is life.
Get in the game.
Sunday, February 13th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
Score on food, drinks, party favors, prizes, and kickoff for cash.
Catch the big game on 5 large TV screens and 2 super-sized ones.
Must be 21 to attend this exciting event.
Game day buffet included with tickets. Doors open at 2 p.m.
Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River.
Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Find your ultimate tailgate moment only at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help. Help.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
In the last month, Supervisor Modi used our tax dollars to give substantial raises to county department heads, many of which had received raises just 6 months ago. Modi claims the county is currently low on funds, and yet without batting an eye, he willingly raised salaries to individuals who are already grossly overpaid. Don't allow Modi to continue to waste our money. Vote yes to recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
And I know heaven can wait. And all the gods come down here just to sing for me. And the melody.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That's our last segment of bump music, and we've been playing Meatloaf all morning, and that was really appropriate there, Jared. That was good. He passed away. Meatloaf passed away yesterday, age 74. Had a huge impact on rock music. I bought his first album in 77, and I don't have the album, but I sure have all the DVDs and everything else from there. Hey, the streets at Highway 273 at Parkview Avenue. This is right downtown. Westbound Cypress Avenue at Athens and Parkview. Civic Center Drive, East Street between Lincoln Street and the Safeway, and Northbound Pine and East Streets at Cypress Intersection are closed. A fuel truck came around the corner, and it says it turned over, turned on its side, and it's leaking a fluid coming from inside the tanks. It was a fuel mixture, and they've also closed down Cypress School. Classes have been canceled at Cypress School, so you got to take care of the kiddies today. We're with Cameron Middleton, and Cameron's also from House of Realty, and Cameron's also on the City Planning Commission. And one of the things that we've been discussing over the last few weeks is the garden track extravaganza that seems to be going on. People are upset about it because, you know, that when it first started, they could have a 7-story building put up next to them with multiple residents in there. So, I mean, what's going on with that right now?
So, quick little bit of background. We have a downtown Reading specific plan. And a specific plan is a legal document that's approved. It has to go through a lot of iterations. It really was formed, over 20 years ago. I remember I took my first city planning class at Cal, and I wrote my term paper on the downtown Reading specific plan when they were putting it together. And the boundaries of that, what is considered part of the specific plan of downtown, have changed multiple times over the years. And the one that's changed the most is the eastern boundary, and to a degree the northern, but the eastern boundary. So at one point was kind of between Pine Street and East Street. Then it kind of got moved eastward, past East and East Street there, past kind of the B of A over by Shasta Regional. And then it came back up closer to Pine. So it's moved multiple times. It was moved 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, 2018. And so they came before us because we have a lot of things going on downtown. And they came to the Planning Commission and said, okay, we want to make some modifications to the plan.
And who's they? The city?
City staff.
Okay.
Said they've had some stakeholder meetings, some focus groups, and then they got together and said, this is what we want to do. They really wanted to do three primary things. One was change or add some uses that were previously prohibited, like, say, tattoo parlors. There were some others, but they wanted to add those in. Said, okay. The other was they wanted to change the boundary, and then the third one was they wanted to lower the threshold for approval for almost every use. So there are things, there's sort of different levels of approval for a use in downtown, anywhere. You go in, and it's, hey, you got a single-family zoning, you want to build a house, you're going to build a house. Got to get a building permit, but you don't need to go through planning to build a house in a subdivision. right? It's already set for that. That's permitted. Then you go up, then you have site development permits, and you can just get an administrative permit over the counter, one that has to be approved by the development services director. Then you start going up to where you have to go to Board of Administrative Review, which is an actual public hearing chaired by board that is chaired by one planning commissioner. And then you go to the full planning commission. That's a full use permit. So the problem was they took almost every use and said, we're going to take these all down to the director level, meaning they don't ever get a public hearing. Someone would have to appeal it, which is different, but to get it up to either Board of Administrative Review or the Planning Commission. And so someone could put in, say, hey, I've got I just bought up a whole big, huge three blocks of downtown. I'm going to do 100,000 square feet of retail. I'm going to do 2,000 residential units, and I don't have to go to the Planning Commission in downtown. That's what that proposal was. The other part was extending the boundary. So they said, we want to go down the hill. We want to take it down to Continental. And then not only do we take it down to Continental, but we take it a little bit past Continental, and then we're going to take it down Butte Street, where the Thai restaurant is right mm-hmm. there, Comsco
yeah.
building is there. And they wanted to go all the way down Continental, down Butte, past Sequoia Street right there.
Yeah, Sequoia School.
And where Aramark is, include Aramark and all the property going down over the canal all the way to Park Marina, and put that in the downtown specific plan. Now, when you do downtown specific plan, you can build up to 75 feet outside of the core and do big multi-family and multi-use projects. Well, you've got the Garden Tract, small single-family neighborhood, right there. And this was a very large encroachment. That Planning Commission meeting was very interesting. We had four planning commissioners recuse, which is a majority. So that became a whole complicated concept with the city attorney. But basically, there were three of us left, and we had to bring one of the four back and fully disclose. What happened was, personally, I did it, and I made the motion that these uses are not going to go without a public hearing. People need to be able to come and voice any their input on things going on with downtown. We're not just going to hand it over.
And that's going to could negatively impact their house that they've been living in for 20 years.
Yes. And then it took some compromise. I didn't want to put Butte Street in really at all. Currently, it's zoned general office. General office is not the right zoning for that stretch of Butte Street. But we had to compromise, and I at least made the motion to cut off that encroachment at Sequoia Street. So we deviated from the original staff packet at the Planning Commission. I just thought this encroachment and that the way they were doing it, taking the public out of the process and moving it down that far. I mean, anybody that's lived here any amount of time, you can't. I cannot convince them that that area around Aramark is part of downtown Reading. You stand there and go, is this part of downtown Reading? No, it is not. So, okay, why are we putting it in the downtown specific plan? Why are we encroaching that far onto the garden tract to do that? We also modified it to add a height overlay, meaning you cannot do the 75 feet in that area right there on Continental.
75 feet being a 75 foot tall.
Building.
So we're running out of time here. So what's the result right now? Where are we right now?
Still at council. So it went to council, and I think it's now been to council three times.
Mm-hmm.
And they have debated it and gone over some more of the details due to some of the objections of the Garden Tract neighborhood, which mm-hmm. are very reasonable objections, and said, hey, wait a minute here. We need to look at this. But it's gone to staff, or it's gone now to council, and council says, I need some more information. And they've done that now and are going to be revisiting it again here at a future meeting. It's still.
Well, who wants to develop it down there? Is there a number of different people?
No, there aren't. There isn't anybody that specifically has talked about development.
Okay.
It's like, okay, we just added in a section of, basically all of Shasta Community Health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's Shasta. We know it's not going anywhere. It's not like somebody's going to tear that down and start
right.
over where Shasta Community Health Center is. It's not going to happen.
Right.
It affords them some other opportunities and gets a couple of restrictions off of some of those entities to be able to do some expansion and do mm-hmm. some other things. But no, it's not. So a lot of the land that it was added is already occupied. I don't think anything new is going to happen with it.
Okay, you got 30 seconds here. Is the purchase of the Civic and the rodeo grounds dead?
No. So basically right now it's going to go back to council here at a future date, soon, I would guess this month or next, in order to talk about the surplus property. They're working right now with the state, with Housing and Community Development, HCD, state housing basically, and they're going over some of those details on whether or not it can be declared surplus and how to declare it surplus.
And how much of it has to go to affordable housing and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Right. And yeah. So that's what they're going to do. It's going to go to